Business looks good for Bollywood, but one U.S. movie studio is getting flack from fans. Warner Brothers announced last week that it's postponing the release of the sixth Harry Potter movie, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. The film was set for a November release this year, but now fans will have to wait until next July. That's July 2009. All of which leads to our last word in business this morning, miscommunication. The news that the Harry Potter movie had been postponed apparently didn't reach the offices of Entertainment Weekly in time for its fall preview issue. It features the star of the film, Daniel Radcliffe, on its cover and gives a six-page spread to the movie that's not coming out in the fall. And all of this is a little odd since the magazine and Warner Brothers share the same parent company, Time Warner. Entertainment Weekly's taking it all in stride. It's Hollywood insider blog jokes that the postponement will leave readers with a good Dewey Beats Truman collectible. That's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.